On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Inanda's most wanted West gang leader and an alleged accomplice have been killed in a shootout with police in Verulam.
Police operationalized intelligence about the gang leader and his two accomplices who were driving to Umhlanga, reportedly to collect drugs and ammunition. When the three left Umhlanga, they swapped vehicles and vigilant police managed to identify them and followed them until the suspect parked their vehicle along Vincent Dickinson Road in Cottonlands. When police approached their vehicle, the suspects opened fire towards the police and a shootout ensued. The 22-year-old gang leader and his 27-year-old accomplice sustained fatal gunshot wounds during the shootout.
The KZN SAPS's Robert Nitsiunda says the young gang leader had a warrant of arrest against him for a murder case.
He was linked to over 20 cases and had allegedly killed over 10 people. His other cases included attempted murder, robberies, intimidation and arson. The suspect's vehicle was yet to be thoroughly searched. However, a firearm had already been found in the possession of the gang leader.
Nitsiunda says they are searching for a third suspect who escaped. The energy regulator has granted Eskom a reduced tariff increase of 12.7% for this year. It's about a third of the 36% the power producer had asked NERSA for. NERSA has also granted lower increases than what Eskom applied for the 2 years after this one. Chairperson Thembani Bukula says they considered the input of the public and other stakeholders during public hearings. He says if NERSA granted Eskom what it asked for, it would have had a devastating impact on the economy.
Top of the list in this, ladies and gentlemen, was the affordability of electricity if the prices applied for by Eskom were approved. This was voiced by domestic customers as well as the business customers. I mean, domestic customers stress the fact that if these prices are approved, they then have to choose between buying food or buying electricity. Whilst businesses on the other side made it clear that if these increases are approved, a lot of them will be forced to close their businesses.
The DA wants the chairperson of Parliament's Select Committee on Security and Justice to urgently summon the KZN Police Commissioner amid allegations of internal sabotage. Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi made explosive allegations during an interview with ENCA this week about an alleged plot which he claimed was aimed at silencing him and his investigative team. The provincial commissioner also claimed there was a smear campaign against him from within the SAPS. The DA's Mzamo Billy.
And that we hear firsthand the testimony from General Mkhwanazi to uncover the truth behind his claims and address any systematic issues within the police service. We do believe that the South African Police Service must operate free from internal corruption and sabotage, and that the safety of our communities depend on the integrity of these men and women tasked with protecting our province. So we hope that the chairperson will do the correct thing and allow the provincial commissioner to come.
And Norway's government says it will contribute $24 million to the UN agency that helps look after Palestinian refugees. It's made the announcement the same day that Israel banned UNRWA from operating on Israeli territory. Israeli officials have repeatedly accused the agency of being a cover for militant groups, a claim the agency denies. Durban 31 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 35, Richards Bay 33.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Ange Postecoglou still confident Spurs can achieve something this season. Joburg Super Kings host the Paarl Royals in the Betway SA 20 today. And our SA 19 girls play Australia in the T20 World Cup semi-finals tomorrow.